a Rita Coolidge concert in Stowe, some bluegrass in the tasting room at a brewery in Tunbridge, a concert to celebrate the father of jazz on Father's Day, and more. First is Becky Voss from Stowe. She has a recommendation to see Rita Coolidge in concert.
And I think it's great that she's coming to the Spruce Performing Arts Center, which is a venue that connects you with the artist, the space, and the audience.
An evening with Rita Coolidge is at Spruce Peak Arts in Stowe on Friday. Jonathan Falby is a musician, and he suggests going to the Brocklebank Brewery in Tunbridge.
They're featuring a local bluegrass band called Red Barn Hayloft. What could be better than tasting some craft brew, listening to Vermont High Lonesome music, and smelling the hops boiling right in the brewery room?
You can hear Red Barn Hayloft in the tasting room on Saturday from 4 until 6. Lori Schoenfeld of Norwich is a jazz lover and performer, and she recommends a Father's Day celebration.
The founding father of jazz, Louis Armstrong. It's going to be an incredibly exciting group of local and national jazz musicians playing and singing. And these are all professionals who get together just once a year in Vermont as part of the Interplay Jazz and Arts Week of Jazz.
You can hear the Interplay Jazz musicians play Pops, celebrating Louis Armstrong, the father of jazz, a tribute to Louis Armstrong, at Northern Stage in White River Junction on Sunday at 7:30.
And I want to tell you about an event that's happening on Saturday, June 18th. It's the 5th Heartland Jazz Fest with live jazz from 12 noon to 8 p.m. at the Library Field on Route 5 in Heartland, Vermont. It's a great summer family outing.
Here's Margaret Rogel of Hancock with a suggestion for Vermont Reads for Vermont Writers.
At Big Town Gallery, to read not only their own poetry, but the poetry of acclaimed Vermont poets. You will also be surrounded by beautiful works of art in the gallery. There is an eclectic blend of 7 mid-century modern artists on view, as well as a show of the new work of Marcy Hermansader. This will be an event to celebrate the arts. I hope to see you there.
An evening with Vermont poets is at Big Town Gallery in Rochester on Sunday at 5:30. And here's Erica Carlson with a suggestion to go see the artwork of Alyssa Johns up in Waitsfield.
I'm an art enthusiast and love finding new galleries anytime I'm visiting. Currently, there's a show up by an artist named Alyssa Johns. The show she has at Walker Contemporary is of wildflowers.
Those paintings of wildflowers are up through June 30th at Walker Contemporary in Waitsfield. If you need more details about these events, find it at vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, working to ensure that every Vermonter has access to the arts. VermontArtsCouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.